clear benefits to our physical health, our mental and emotional health, all of our relationships at work or at home, and are even critical for the ultimate benefit of society. They are for our own benefit. When we cultivate compassion, the primary beneficiary is really ourselves. After all, humans are social animals. We are built to work cooperatively with others for our survival. No matter how powerful a single person may be, without other human companions, that individual person cannot survive. And certainly, without friends, he or she cannot lead a happy and fulfilling life. So at work, if you have a warm heart, human affection, your mind will be calmer and more peaceful, which will give you a certain strength and also allow your mental faculties to function better, your judgment and decision-making abilities, and so on.
A maroon-robed attendant silently glided into the room and poured some tea. He smiled. As I had often observed in the past, there was no mistaking the atmosphere of mutual respect and affection between the Dalai Lama and his staff.
I think on a basic level, we are all human beings. We all have the capacity to relate to one another with warmth, with affection, with friendship. So if we are discussing happiness and satisfaction at work, like in all human activities, the human factor, how we relate to those around us, our co-workers, our customers, our boss, is of prime importance. And I think if we make a special effort to cultivate good relationships with the people at work, get to know the other people, and bring our basic good human qualities to the workplace, that can make a tremendous difference. Then whatever kind of work we do, it can be a source of satisfaction. Then you look forward to going to work, and you're happier there. You think, oh, I'm going to work to see my friends today.
The Dalai Lama exclaimed with such an exuberant tone that I could almost picture him showing up at the factory, lunch pail in hand, greeting his coworkers this way. I couldn't help but smile.
And this is something you can do yourself to improve your experience at work. Often, people wait for the other person to make the first move. But I think that is wrong. That is like when people remain neighbors for a long time but never get to know one another. So you must take some initiative, even from your first day on the job, and try to show some friendship to others. Introduce yourself. Say hello. Ask how long you have worked there and so on. Of course, people will not always be receptive to that. In my own case, sometimes I'll smile at someone and that just makes them look upon me with greater suspicion. So, people may have their own problems and frustrations. But then don't give up if they don't immediately respond. Try for 1 week or 1 month. Eventually, you may find others responding. Sometimes it's easy to give up. Like sometimes I'm in a hotel or somewhere and I'll smile, but the person ignores me. And if that remains their attitude, I'll assume the same attitude and ignore them. I guess that's just human nature. But it shows how one person can influence another's attitude, which implies that even one person can make a big difference. One person can change the atmosphere of the workplace environment. You can see examples, for instance, a very tense group of co-workers who don't get along. And then a new employee shows up, one who is warm and friendly. And after a while, the mood and attitude of the whole group changes for the better. In the same way, sometimes you will see the opposite occur, where people at work are getting along and are friends, but then someone new will start work there, someone who is a troublemaker. And then that one can affect the whole group and cause conflicts and problems. So each of us can have an effect on others and even change the atmosphere at work. And in that respect, a low-level worker might have more impact on one's immediate surroundings at work, at least in one's department, than the boss.